From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. We begin this hour in the Midwest with a Nebraska upset. Republican voters surprised pundits and the party establishment last night by nominating a relatively unknown and underfunded state lawmaker to run for the U.S. Senate. Her name is Deb Fischer, and she defeated not one, but two better-known rivals. In November, she'll face former Senator Bob Kerrey for the seat being vacated by a Democrat. NPR's Brian Naylor has the story about the Nebraska rancher who had never run for statewide office.
61-year-old Deb Fischer had lagged behind the establishment-favored candidate. Nebraska Attorney General John Bruning throughout the primary campaign. She raised far less than Bruning or State Treasurer Don Stenberg, both of whom had support from various groups associated with the Tea Party. But last night, it was Fischer who got to high-five her supporters at the Cornhusker Hotel in Lincoln.
Yay! Do you guys remember when I looked at you and I said, we can do this? Yeah, we can do this. And thanks to you, we've done it.
Fischer rode a last-minute surge to victory, beating Bruning by some 10,000 votes and more than doubling Stenberg's total. Her candidacy caught fire in the last few days. She got an endorsement from Sarah Palin, and she also benefited from a string of negative ads against Bruning. Some were financed by an Omaha businessman who supported her. Other ads aimed at helping Stenberg came from the Club for Growth and Republican Senator Jim DeMint's Senate Conservative Fund. Ultimately, they all work to Fischer's advantage. Fischer is the mother of three sons. She's been a member of Nebraska's unique unicameral legislature since 2004. She also volunteered on the local school board. So while untested on the state level, she's not a political neophyte. Michael Wagner teaches political science at the University of Nebraska.
She's not a Tea Party candidate with no legislative experience. She's an honest-to-goodness a politician. She does not have statewide experience in the way that Bob Kerrey does or John Bruning did, but she's a formidable candidate and certainly surprised the state in how she performed in the primary, but now I think ought to be considered the front runner in the general election.
Now Fischer faces Kerrey, an experienced campaigner who's won three statewide races in Nebraska, but who also has been absent from the state for the past 12 years after he moved to New York to become president of the New School. In her remarks last night, Fischer made clear Kerrey's residency will be an issue in the general election.
We don't need the same type of person who supposedly is going to represent us in Washington. We need somebody different, somebody who's tough, somebody who's effective, somebody who is a Nebraskan.
Republicans have long eyed the Nebraska seat as a likely pickup in their efforts to win control of the chamber from majority Democrats. Democrats are already taking aim at Fischer, accusing her of hypocrisy for saying she'll make tough choices to cut the federal budget while benefiting from over $100,000 in taxpayer subsidies to graze her cattle on federal land. Meanwhile, Fischer today sent out a fundraising email calling herself, quote, Barack Obama's worst nightmare, and Exhibit A, showing that Republicans are not only pro-woman, but they plan to put more conservative women in the U.S. Senate. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.